Hi friends, greetings. Paul here. Thanks for tuning in to our midweek. You can see already a little bit different atmosphere. I'm coming to you today from my little patio here in our apartment in Irmo, beautiful Irmo, South Carolina, where the Father has blessed us with a wonderful group of people who we are growing with together at a church plant that we've called the Garden Church of the Midlands. And we are now settled and so thankful for what he's doing in this season. This is a special video that I'm bringing to you this week to introduce a few ideas. One of the things that I wanted to tell you about was this, that this move has happened. We are part-time in South Carolina now, as well as part-time in North Georgia. We still have some obligations there that we want to fulfill, one of which is to get Lauren through university. And also we have a midweek Bible study that we are still very passionate about, and we want to see what the Father wants to do with that in this season. And so we commute back and forth in the middle of the week for a little bit. Normally this spot in the middle of the week is where we release that Bible study, but a different thing coming at you this week because of scheduling conflicts. But I also wanted to announce a couple of things. Number one, in fact, I want to get to specifically three things from this point on in this video. And as you can see with the timing, it's not very long. Number one, we are going back on television. About a dozen years ago, we were on some major Christian satellite networks that helped put our ministry out in front of a lot of people. Many of you even found us because of TV in one way or the other. Well, we're going back on for all Roku users. So if you are a Roku subscriber, you can search for the channel Grace Awakening Network, GAN. We will be going on GAN beginning Sunday, April the 7th. And our program will be called The Garden of Grace. Of course, we're doing that. It's a grace network. Grace is one of the major theological components of what we've done in this ministry for many years, and we're pastoring a church called The Garden. So The Garden of Grace, a 30-minute program that will air at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Why Sunday? Many years ago when we were on TV, we did a lot of Sundays, and a lot of our time slots were Sunday afternoon, and we saw great success reaching people on Sunday afternoons. And so I thought it would be a great spot to go back to this time around. This program will be handpicked videos by me, stuff that I've preached over the years that I want our audience to see, that I think will introduce them to our ministry. We come at you from different venues, different places, some outdoors, some sitting down, some in the office, some on the road. But we'll be airing different and unique things each week. That leads to the second thing, and that is we are in need of your help. I don't come to you and say we need financial help very often, because it's not something that I like to be known for. This is, here comes Paul. He's going to ask us to help him. I don't, most of you know that. In fact, I'm very resistant to ever say a thing about it. I always ask you to follow the Spirit, but I realize two things. One, I realize that if this matters to you, if this ministry matters to you, and that we've meant anything to you, you like to be able to be a part of supporting that. I understand that, because I feel the same way of things that I enjoy. You want to put seed in the bag of the sower. The second thing is that I have lived in this state of contentment. Many of you, if you followed our ministry for long, have heard me preach things about learning to be content, whatever state you're in. And I think I've done that. Father's moved me across the country twice. I've done a little of this and a little of that ministry over 30 years. I have not put up a fight on what the Lord would want to do, even if it meant totally turning my life over, upside down. So I've tried to be content. It's become part of who I am. But recently I've begun to wrestle with, and the Lord began to deal with me about, son, you've got the content, but there are times I want you to step out of content and believe me for more. And so I'm trying to do that. So I make this plea with you. We're going on television. The cost to go on TV, of course, there's always costs. It's not high on this particular channel. But we're in dire need of some things. We've got some equipment needs. We've been dealing with the same editing computer for a decade. We need new software. We need some new stands and some lighting. We need some things that I've just been sort of getting by with on patchwork for a while, and we need them new. We need them upgraded. We've incurred an enormous amount of expense in moving. Fortunately, I mean, God had us. He's always has us. It's always there. And we're entering tax season, and tax season hits us hard every year, and we prepare for it, sometimes better than others. This year, better. The last 2 years was great. This year, a little tougher, but I'm trusting the Lord. But what I, in prayer, felt the Lord say, go to your audience, tell them your need, and then believe me that I'm going to do something big. And so with all of this, I ask for your help, if you can. Give anything in support of the moves, the equipment upgrades, going on television, our ministry and personal tax season. Whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. And I'll make it easy for you. PaulWhiteMinistries.com. You can click on donate, and you can give via credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. PayPal, Paul White Ministries. PayPal available right at our website. Cash App, $ Paul White Ministries. Or if you like to mail a check, you can do so. Paul White Ministries, Post Office Box 1030, Flowery Branch, Georgia 30542. All of our ministry offices are still in Georgia. And so we go over there and check that box once or twice a week. And I'm just going to go to that box believing that God's inspired someone to give. That leads me to the final thing. I don't want to keep this video very long today. We are heading into Holy Week. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. That will run up through Easter. 8 consecutive days, we are going to do a little simulcast video audio. I'm going to be sitting right here in this chair, wearing this shirt, because I'm going to record these today and tomorrow. And they are going to be our simulcast video drop / Deeper Daily podcast drop for the day of Holy Week. In other words, every day, 5-6 minutes, I'm going to talk about what Jesus did on that day of Holy Week, and we're going to take you all the way to Easter. So the video will be available. It'll drop on our YouTube channel. The audio will drop wherever you get your podcast or wherever you're used to listening to us. I'm putting this particular video up in multiple platforms, hoping to get the word out on the new program and on the plea for your support. But the videos for Holy Week will drop at our website, at our YouTube channel, PWM, and all the audio wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining me. This is a different kind of midweek. I didn't do the full-length sermon. We're going to be back with our group in Georgia next week, and we'll drop a full sermon next Wednesday that we, going back to the teachings, going back to the hapax legomenon, the words heard once in the New Testament. And we'll get back to those next week. I love you. I thank God for you. Pray for us as we're praying for you. Believe in God for great things for all of you. And I'm hearing God say, believe for big. So I'm believing God for big. I want you to as well. Thank you. God bless you.